With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a tweet from Eric Eager. He works with Pro Football Focus. He sent this tweet over the weekend. I'm inclined to read it to you. Chiefs fans, how many second contracts with the Chiefs do you think the 2020 NFL draft class gets? For those of you that don't remember, I wrote it down for you. In the first round, the Chiefs selected Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In the second round, the Chiefs selected Willie Gay Jr. In the third round, the Chiefs selected Lucas Niang. In the fourth round, Legarius Sneed. Fifth round, Michael Dana. And in the seventh round, the Chiefs took a flyer on Bo Peep Keys. That hasn't panned out, but it's a seventh-round pick. That's kind of the way that that goes. Rob, I'll ask you the question first. We'll also take some texts on this. I'll give you my answer as well, 913-586-7610. Rob, out of those six players, how many second contracts do you see out of the 2020 draft class?
None. Zero second contracts. Zip, zilch, nada. We know the deal with Edwards-Helaire. They've officially declined the fifth-year option.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if Clyde Edwards-Helaire was on the team.
That's a no.
I'm still going to be surprised if he's on the team this year. Like, I'm going to be surprised if Clyde Edwards-Helaire plays in the game against the Lions here coming up in a couple of months. We don't got to talk about that right now, but I ain't 100% certain he's going to be on this team.
We got 4 months to talk about that. I'm pretty sure he's making this roster, but like I said, we got 4 months to talk about that. He's not making it. I'm not sold on Willie Gay Jr. being a second contract guy with this team. I mean, the Chiefs have a better, cheaper version of him on the roster in Nick Bolton. So why? And they've drafted Leo Chenal. So tell me what they need Willie Gay for.
Let me ask you a really quick question here before you get the chance to finish answering your question, but it's in relation to what you just said. Why do you think that Willie Gay Jr. has been able to avoid the criticism in ways that Mecole Hardman could never?
Blind love for Nick Bolton.
We're talking about a second-round pick. The Chiefs used a second-round pick on Mecole Hardman the same way they did on Willie Gay Jr. Mecole Hardman was pick 56. Willie Gay Jr. was pick 63. Now, Mecole Hardman, I would say at times, was public enemy number one, are real close to it. And I would say for the most part has been looked at as a disappointing figure with the Chiefs, where Willie Gay Jr., even heading into a final year of a contract or a make or break kind of year, is still looked at as a young, promising player with upside. The perception of these two guys is drastically different. So I looked it up. And this is why I think the biggest reason. I actually don't think it has anything to do with Nick Bolton. It was easy when you looked at Mecole Hardman to look at who you should have drafted. You can't do that with Willie Gay Jr. the same way. Like, the next 10 picks after Willie Gay, Jeremy Chinn, the safety to the Carolina Panthers, Logan Wilson, Antonio Gibson, who turned out to be a pretty good player, but they had spent the first round pick on a running back. They were not going to draft two running backs in the top three rounds.
Real quick, not to interrupt. Logan Wilson for the Bengals has been better than Willie Gay Jr. No, and they play the same position.
But I'm also like, I think like Logan Wilson's at the point like nobody is the same way we look at like DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin.
It's not that level.
You got to be a super drafted Kent Swanson, Ron Cobb type for people to be yelling, you should have drafted Logan Wilson over Willie Gay Jr. I mean, Julian Okora, Ashton Davis, Damian Lewis, Brandon Jones, Josh Jones. There isn't that very obvious pick after Willie Gay Jr. I think that's kind of contributed. And I think what is very different about Willie Gay Jr. that has kind of helped him avoid some of the criticism, he just looks the part. Like, we want our linebackers to be fast, physical, super athletic. Willie Gay Jr. has always looked the part. Now, I would say the game don't really match what the film looks like sometimes, but he just, like, pops off the screen, and he makes enough plays to make you think that there is more there, even though we have never seen more there. We've been having the same conversations about Willie Gay Jr. now for two consecutive offseasons. I'm tired of having the same conversations about him. At some point, you just got to do it. At some point, you either got to stay on the field because of injuries or off-the-field issues, whatever it is. But his three seasons, I think, have just been very for the most part. Last year wasn't bad. He was not bad last year.
He did miss a chunk of games, though.
Because of the off-the-field stuff. He has just never kind of reached that level. That's why I look at this year is, hey, this is a really important year for Willie Gay Jr. This is the final year of your contract if you're him. This is go time. We say contract year is undefeated. It better be that way for Willie Gay Jr.
I mean, I would say that a guy who was better than Willie Gay Jr. last year, Drew Tranquil, is on the roster right now for the Chiefs, played the Chargers last year, got none money, basically, in free agency. He came to the Chiefs on the super cheap, on the nothing deal. I know you make fun of me when I say linebacker is the running back of the defense, but look at the contracts linebackers are being doled out. They're not getting super deals unless your last name's Keekly, and Willie Gay Jr. ain't Luke Keekly, so I think he's a no on second contract. Do I need to waste time on Lucas Niang, or can I just keep going? Because no. I think Lucas Niang's obvious.
Yeah, I don't think we got to waste any time on him.
I mean, we know.
I mean, they've already drafted his replacement.
Apparently signed one, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's not going to be a starter, and they drafted Wanya Morris. I think it's safe to say that Lucas Niang will not be on the team past this season.
Now the one that people are going to disagree with me on, and that's fine, L'Jarius Sneed.
The only reason I would disagree with you, I guess, to me, your point on Sneed, not to make your point for you, but I'll make your point for you. They've never signed a player like Sneed. Never. Now, I would say, though, they have never developed a defensive player like L'Jarius Sneed, too. Like, I think that's one point to figure out as well. If we're looking at all the defensive players that Brett Veach has drafted, he is the best one that he's picked. He didn't draft Chris Jones. He didn't draft Frank Clark. So I hear what we're saying about Brett Veach and corner. You know I know. I'm resident corner dot here. Sneed is the best defensive player that he's ever drafted. Is he inclined to maybe change his ways when it comes to corner to keep one of his own? He's never really been in this position to have to keep one of his own that he drafted, he developed, and he got it right on. Like, I would say one of the reasons why we trust in Veach and why Veach is considered to be one of the best general managers is because of guys like L'Jarius Sneed. That was really the first one. We can go through his draft class. The fact that they found a corner from Louisiana Tech in the fourth round, and he has turned out to be one of the better and more versatile young corners in the league, is kind of how Veach got his calling card.
Absolutely. And you took the words out of my mouth. I think the fact that
here.
Ever since then...
I'm here to make your points for you.
Ever since then, they've done it multiple times now since then. Like, Jalen Watson was good last season. Jalen Watson, 7th-round pick. Joshua Williams. It was around this time last year you were like, hey, he played D2. I'm not sold on him. He played well last year. Trent McDuffie's a 1st-round pick. He was great for the Chiefs last season. Do they really need 4 good corners, especially one that will be really expensive? I would doubt it. So I'm a no on L'Jarius Sneed. Also, has Brett Veach ever signed a cornerback to a contract? Like, not even just cornerback second contract or anything of that nature. He didn't re-sign Kendall Fuller. He didn't bring back, I know Tyrann Mathieu was a safety corner hybrid. He didn't bring him back. Yep. He has walked on corner at every single turn. That's not a position. I know Fenton was probably not going to get a second contract, but he didn't even entertain the conversation. Trade, goodbye.
Well, no reason to.
He has walked on them every, Charvarius Ward walked on them every single time. So I don't think anyone from the 2020 draft class is going to get a second contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, which, you know how I view draft classes. You better get some guys to get second contracts. And the fact I think the Chiefs are going over is a problem for the 2020 draft.
Yeah, I'm going to be really curious to see what happens with Sneed. I could see Mike Dana coming back just because he's a rotational piece. Like, maybe. I mean, probably not. I mean, if I had to guess, it's probably like what happened with Colin Saunders. You could have kept Colin Saunders if you really wanted to keep him, but you were happy to let him go, and you'll just draft Colin Saunders' replacement and just start the cycle over again. I mean, that's what I would assume is going to happen to Mike Danna, and you just don't keep him. But I could end up being wrong. I mean, if I had to set the over-under at 1.5, I would take the under on 1.5, and I'd feel good that either you resign Snead and you reward him for everything that he's done so far, or you let Snead walk and you sign Mike Danna to a 2-year, $8 million contract. So I would take the under on 1.5. I'd feel really uneasy about taking 2. Just based on their history, everything that you're saying, you and I seem like we're on the same page here about what's the likelihood of how this is going to turn out for them.
I'll say on the under on 1.5, they did, remember, it was around this time last year again. Remember when Leo Chenal was the hottest name in Kansas City Chiefs fan lore because he's a white linebacker? There, you don't draft Leo Chenal and then think to yourself, well, we'll just re-sign Willie Gay. You eventually draft that guy when he's a, top three pick for him to ascend and bump Willie Gay out.
Yeah, to then replace Willie Gay.
That's how it works. You don't use that draft pick for him to be a special teamer for his whole career. So, and you know, they draft Isaiah Pacheco, which is, we don't need to go over the first round pick. So, yeah, I think we're on the same page. Under at 1.5. I'd be pretty confident under 1.5.
So we're going to play a game here. We need a caller, 913-586-7610. We should have played it yesterday, but we got too busy. Rob distracted me. We're going to play Do You Know? This is the game that we played during the football season. It's not football season, but I'll tell you exactly why we're going to play the game. We need one caller. If you want to win a large pizza from the other place, we need you to call up 913-586-7610. All you got to do is answer a couple of questions. I'll tell you the questions on the other side. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and friend of the show, Andy Reid.
I can't believe you're waiting that long for that question.
Brought to you by the De Pasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's feeling it.
I am champion dot.
You never know when it's going to happen, but it's always your chance to win. Here's another edition of C-Dot's Trivia Minigame on The Drive.
All right, we're going to play a very simple game of Do You Know before we get back to talking about sports. Today's word is going to be Do You Know Mary? Because Rob is engaged to be Mary. Very, very simple. So I will give you a clue. I will read you a clue, and all of the answers include or involve the word Mary. Do you understand the rules, Rob?
I understand the rules.
All right. I have 7 of these. Does he have to get 5 out of 7? 5 out of 7 to win the prize?
I would have said 5. However, I walked on the office yesterday trying to get some guinea pigs to take part in this game. Steven Spector says no caller will get more than 3. Alex Gold says no caller will get more than 4. Meanwhile, Cody Tapp went 7 for 7. So I think 5 is fair, but there are doubters.
All right, so this is how we're going to do it. All right, David, the number has been set. You got to give 5 out of these 7. If you get 5, we'll give you the pizza. If you don't, we're going to hang up on you. I might make fun of you depending on how good or bad your answers are, and then we'll give your pizza to somebody else. Are you ready to play Do You Know Mary?
Let's go.
All right, she is a recording artist who recently performed at the Super Bowl and has smash hits like Real Love and Not Gonna Cry.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige is correct. She is the former First Lady of the United States and was married to the 16th president.
Former. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
All right, I'll come back for that one. All right, I'm gonna come back. All right, she is an American actress, producer, and social advocate. She is best known for her role on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore is correct. She is a famous twin who starred in the hit television show Full House.
Mary Olson. Mary Kate and Ashley Olson.
All right, I got you there. All right. This person was a fictional Disney character who was portrayed by Julie Andrews and Emily Blunt. She is a fictional Disney character portrayed by Julie Andrews and Emily Blunt.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is correct. All right, you got to get one more here in order to win your pizza. This original drink, believed to be made, contains 7 ingredients, including vodka, tomato juice, and lemon juice.
Let's go. Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary is correct. All right, let's put you on hold here. Congratulations to David. He was the winner of today's Do You Know Mary. Before David can wait for a little bit to get his pizza here, I want to read you this. And I need you to help me understand, Rob. Just help me understand this. I am on liquor.com. This appears to be a reputable site, you know? I assume it's a very popular website. It's my first time going on there, but I'm imagining it to be pretty popular. This is a real paragraph in here, and I need you to help me understand. The original Bloody Mary is believed to have contained 7 ingredients. Listen to these ingredients. Vodka, tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce. I probably mispronounced that, but that's as good as I can do. Black pepper, celery salt, Tabasco, and lemon juice. Who in the world idea was it to put all of those things together and then drink all of those things? Half of these things are things that you would put on a salad. I don't want them in my cup. I don't want black pepper in my drink. I don't want salt in my drink. I don't want Tabasco sauce in my drink. I don't want Worcestershire sauce in my drink. Whose idea was it to put all of these concoctions together for an alcoholic beverage? Who came up with this?
A true visionary, because a bloody...
A true what?
A visionary. A bloody in the morning is just a sensational start to your day. You ever been to one that had a Bloody Mary bar? It's fantastic. I'll spend plenty of time over there making sure mine is just right. Got my tomato juice. Got to get my Tabasco just right. I like a stalk of celery in mine personally. That's just a meat thing. A little bacon in there. I mean, whoever came up with the Bloody Mary... Bravo.
All right, so I'm reading it. Answer the phone real quick with David, and then when you come back, we can finish this conversation about a Bloody Mary, because I am genuinely confused. Think of all the things that somebody had to be first, you know? Somebody had to try something first. Dr. Coca-Cola was downstairs in the basement whipping it up. And then eventually he took the little ladle and took a sip and was like, oh, this is kind of good. This is kind of tasty. And then he decided to put it in a bottle, and then he handed it to somebody else. I'm like, what's this? And then he explained what Coca-Cola was. And they're like, sure, I'll give it a try. That makes sense to me. I don't get the person. So I'm reading this. This is on liquor.com, Rob. The sentence before says the likely backstory points to the mid-1930s and a bartender at the King Cole Bar at the St. Regis Hotel in New York City. Now, I never heard of this hotel before, but it's called the St. Regis. I'm assuming this is a nice upscale place to go to. So this man, he just makes this drink vodka, tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce, black pepper, celery salt, Tabasco, and lemon juice. He just puts all of these things together. And then he hands it to a customer and just says, try this. And they're like, okay, sure, yeah, I like this. No. Absolutely not. I know you guys make fun of me for my food choices. I know you guys do. We all got different tastes, you know? I don't judge you that much, but I try not to judge you. In the morning when they come around and they give you an option, I'm saying if you're going to be drinking, sometimes some of you don't drink, and that's perfectly fine. If they offer you a mimosa or a Bloody Mary and you choose the Bloody Mary of the mimosa, I assume something's going on in your personal life. I just assume that there is something that we need to discuss. We got to get to the bottom. We got to get to the bottom of. Something's happening inside and we need to figure it out. I don't want any parts of this drink. No parts of it.
It's a hangover cure. That's what it was born from. It was born as a cocktail, a drink, a morning pick-me-up to beat a hangover. That's the genesis of the Bloody Mary. So when you're at a brunch, and I know how you're about to order an omelet at a brunch, living your best life.
You know I love a good omelet.
If someone says, I'll take a Bloody Mary, you know what I think? They had a rough night last night.
They had a rough night.
They need to bounce
you
back.
You need to be drinking some water then.
They need to be bouncing back, and that's fine. I'll give them time to rehash. If you wake up in the morning with a hangover and you're like, ooh, a mimosa, you're a sicko. You need that Bloody Mary to bounce back.
You need some water. You need some aspirin. You need this alcoholic V8 splash is what you need get you back, to get you on the mend.
I put some bacon in mine. My fiance puts blue cheese stuffed olives in hers. It's a whole ordeal when you go to a place that has it. I've been to a place that had a slider on it. A Bloody Mary is a great morning pick-me-up. You know what it is? You've had a long day of watching college football Saturday, and you got to pop up for that noon Chiefs game back when they played those. You need that bloody. You need that back in your system.
The text line is saying, I like my Bloody Mary a little spicy. I want a spicy drink.
I'm a four shakes of Tabasco guy. That's me for my Bloody.
Absolutely not.
But I'm also a guy who prefers Cholula over Tabasco, but I'm a four shakes. I like it a little spicier.
Absolutely not.
You don't like a little spicy? I mean, I forgot who I'm talking to.
I don't want no spicy drink. You know what I want my drink to be? I either want it to be refreshing because it's hot outside, or I want my drink to be hot because it's cold outside, you know? Give me a hot chocolate. Give me a French vanilla cappuccino. Let me get something that kind of gets me going. It's cold outside, you know, I'm trying to warm my body up. You know what I don't ever want my drink to be? Spicy. I've never wanted my drink to be that way. Not one time. What kind of visionary was this person to come up with this drink in the 1930s to create this?
I just don't understand why you're anti-nice bloody.
Coming up in 5 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Wanya Morris. You think Wanya Morris drinks Bloody Marys? No chance.
Someone in the text line says Bloody Marys are a two Americas thing. Is that real? Is only my America enjoying a bloody?
Rob.
Because a mimosa, I think, comes across all Americas.
Rob, I know someone's going to get mad at me for saying this, but I'm going to say this. What about black people makes you think that we're going to drink a drink that has vodka, tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce, black pepper, celery salt, Tabasco, and lemon juice? You've been around me enough to know. What about black people makes you think this is a beverage that they would enjoy?
Sometimes I have to differentiate you from the entire delegation because you ask for no jalapenos on nachos.
Okay,
I don't know if that's
a
universal rule.
That's a little different. I'm just saying. You think this is the drink that my people would enjoy? You think this is a drink that we would partake in? Absolutely not. I don't want no parts of it. I will speak for the entire black delegation here. If you bring that in to the meeting, we kick you out immediately. This has never been served at one of our functions. You said a Bloody Mary bar. I was confused. I was confused at what you were talking about. I didn't know this was a thing. This has never been a thing. I didn't want to say it, but you read it. I was going to skip past it, that it sounded very Caucasian.
I just didn't know if it was just the entire delegation or a you thing.
No, it's all of us.
Okay.
I will speak for every single one. I'll speak for all of us when I say that we are not drinking this foolishness. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Wanya Morris. We will ask him if he drinks Bloody Marys. And I'm assuming his answer is going to be no. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Rob, really quick question. Juvenile, the rapper, he has signed up to do a Tiny Desk. A lot of people are very excited about this.
I hate to interrupt. Real quick. What is Juvenile and what is the second thing you said?
Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. We appreciate you listening. Earlier today, if you missed it, we were joined by B.J. Thompson. He's the fifth-round pick for your Kansas City Chiefs. If you missed our interview, be sure to check it out on the podcast page. Let's head to the phone lines right now. Be joined by Wanya Morris. He was drafted in the third round out of the University of Oklahoma, but that's not where he started. He started at Tennessee. Our conversation with Wanya starts with, what was more stressful? Was it being recruited to Tennessee or making the decision to transfer to OU?
Probably to transfer, just because, you know, I built a bond with those guys, and it was almost like it was a really like a family atmosphere. And, you know, you'd be somewhere for 2 years and you jail with some guys, you go through the thick and thin with the guys, you know, you really build that bond. So it's really hard to let go of that.
Which recruitment was harder, like coaches coming at you? Was it coming out of high school and you're a high-end prospect, or, you know, you've played a couple of years of high-level college football, now everybody wants to add you as a transfer?
Definitely high school, because, you know, you're younger and being exposed to those type of decisions earlier just
it's harder to endure. You know, you have to grow up faster than you want to because you have to look at every angle. So definitely high school.
Right now we're talking to Wanya Morris. Wanya, what school made their first offer to you?
First offer was Boston College in high school.
What was it like to get that letter?
Oh, man, I was sitting there with my mom, and we just kept looking at each other like, wow, this is really possible. This is actually something I can do. So it was just nothing, but I felt blessed. I felt blessed and highly favored at that point.
When you got the letter from Boston College, did you ever take a trip to Boston College? Like, did you ever take an official there? What happened with Boston College?
I didn't. I think it was around my sophomore year, so I wasn't really going anywhere. I was really focusing on the main thing, which is playing football. And, you know, if you focus on that, the rest will come. And it did, so.
Which school gave you your favorite official?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
Makes sense. Now that I asked the question, it makes sense.
Yep.
Right now, we're talking to Wanya Morris, learning a little bit more about him. What's the most common mispronunciation of your name?
Wanya or Wanye. Either one of those.
How often do you have to correct people?
Pretty much every time it's somebody's first time saying it. It's really rare that somebody gets it right the first time.
So you and I both have interesting name stories. So my name is Carrington. My grandmother used to watch this show called Dynasty, so she named me after the main character, Blake Carrington. And you also have an interesting story. How many times have people asked you, like, hey, where'd your name come from? And now you got to keep telling the same story over and over and over.
Oh, man. As many times as I can imagine, really. I remember I have one good memory when I was at the Under Armour game, and we just came out from a drive, and they asked me, hey, Wanya, what about your name? And they started interviewing me, and I was out of breath trying to sing a song for them, and it was one of the hardest things I had to do.
So, to my understanding, you and the Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men, you guys have never met each other. How has this never happened? Like, you've played major college football at two powerhouses. How have you guys never crossed paths?
I ask myself that question all the time. It looks like we got to get it done.
Yeah, we have to bring him to Kansas City to bang the drum or something. Like, you can't play on a team that just won the Super Bowl. You know, you're hoping to win Super Bowls in your career, and you never meet him one time. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we got to do better with that one. Hey, I don't know when we're going to get it done, but, hey, if he listen to this right now, let's get it done. Let's make it happen.
Wanya, do you have a favorite Boyz II Men song?
I say Make Love to You because, you know, I'm more of a lover boy, but everybody tells me Motown Philly is theirs. So.
See, I actually like Motown Philly more than I like Poison. I think we have overplayed Poison. Like, I'd be perfectly fine if I never heard Poison by BBD again, and we just replaced that song with Motown Philly.
It got a little more funk to it. You ain't hear it as much, so it's more appealing to the ear, you know?
So you say you're a lover boy. Are you like an R&B guy? Are you like a romantic comedy guy? Are you a romantic? Take us more inside Wanya Morris, lover boy.
I'm a pretty well-rounded lover boy. You know, I could get back in the 90s R&B, 70s, 80s, or I could just kick it to more recent, like 90s, like Keith Sweat, you know, H-Town. It depends on the mood.
Are you listening to this music before you play these games? Like, you can't be out here trying to get ready to go up against Joey Bosa and Max Crosby, and you out here listening to Jodeci? Come on now.
Nah, never. Oh, you know, sometimes it depends. You know, music puts you in different moods depending on how you're feeling that day. If I wake up and feeling old school, I'm feeling old school. But usually I play some Lil Baby. I'll bring it recent, play some Lil Baby or some Thug.
Right now, we're talking to Wanya Morris, learning a little bit more about him, the third-round pick out of Oklahoma. Do you like romantic comedies? Do you have a favorite romantic comedy?
Hitch, for sure. Hitch is a great movie. I can watch it over and over again. The Breakup is good, too.
You know why I like The Breakup? I like The Breakup because it ends like how actual relationships end. Sometimes you and her never figure it out. Sometimes you guys go your separate ways. I mean, I wish it had worked out a little bit better, but that's kind of why I like it.
A real big sleeper is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey. The big sleeper.
So my producer and I, we have a podcast where we watch movies and then we review them. We just did the Wedding Planner. I had just seen it for the first time. I need
with
to
J-Lo?
Watch. Yeah, I need to watch more Matthew McConaughey rom coms. I was kind of sleeping on him.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey taught me a lot. You know, he taught me how to be smooth.
What's one tip you would give? It sounds like, you know, you got a little lover boy. I'm not trying to put your business out here. I'm not trying to bust your game or anything. Give me like a tip. What's something that men need to know to better understand women?
Just listen. You know, a woman is going to show you how they want to be treated by treating you the way they want to be treated. Simple as that.
Wanya, take us on your first date.
Oh, my first date. Hey, I don't know if I can remember my first date for real. It was a long time ago. I know one time me and my lady, we went to Andretti's, you know, just to have a little fun, just to get back to having fun and not being so, like, cordial all the time. We went to Andretti's, rode the go-karts, played a few VR games, stuff like that, you know.
To let you know how old I am, the first date I ever went on, I went to go see Barbershop 2 in the movie theater.
Ooh, hey, at least you took it to a good movie. You took it to a real good movie.
I actually don't really feel that old until I start talking to people like you, and then you tell me what your first date was, and they'd be like, yeah, we saw Scott Pilgrim. And I'm like, hold on, we just came out in 2011. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's wild. You know, time flies. It teaches you how to appreciate things.
Do you ever have exes come, like, now that you know, you're making good money now. You was probably making good money last year at Oklahoma now with name, image, and likeness, but now you're making real good money. Do you ever get exes? Do you ever get exes to hit you up like, "Hey, Wanya, what's up? I haven't talked to you in 15 years."
No, not at all. First of all, my mom not allowing that. She's not going for that. And if my mom don't like you, I don't like you. So.
All right, Justin Bieber. I didn't know it went like that.
Yeah, it went like that because you know a mother intuition is really wrong.
I actually have a strategy. I actually have a belief. I try to bring women around my mom early because she always knows. I'm not going to waste 6-7 exactly. months. My mom exactly. will know in 30 minutes if you're a good fit or not.
Yeah, always. My mom would call it out from a T, and when I didn't listen, it'll come back and bite me in the butt. She would be like, see what I tell you, but she always tell me I'm grown. I got to learn for myself.
That's Wanya Morris joining us on the show today. Wanya, man, thanks a bunch, man. It was good talking to you.
No problem.
Wanya Morris joins us on the show today. Rob, you just got engaged. What was your first date? What was you and Caroline's first date? I don't even think I know the story of this. What was your first date?
We just did apps and drinks at a bar. It was right after we had both been vaccinated. So it was like...
Oh, this is 2020. This is COVID
this,
love.
This is early 21.
Oh,
this is like
okay. All
March
right.
of... Because I was in wave one. I wasn't part of that elite
okay.
category.
Right. This was COVID love.
This was March of 21.
How did you meet this young lady during COVID time? I don't even know this story.
It was on the apps. I don't know.
Okay.
I forget which one. It was on one of the apps.
We were both, one of the success stories.
Mm-hmm. And we were both getting stir crazy from being stuck inside during the Rona. So once we were both vaccinated, we're like, let's go out.
And so you guys went to 54th Street Bar and Grill.
No.
You guys got the spinach artichoke dip. And look at that.
We went to a place in downtown Overland Park, outdoor seating, still trying to be safe, live our best life.
So we went to the other place mm-hmm. with three great Kansas City locations.
Went there, got some apps and some drinks, and it all worked out from there.
Look at that. Do you think I should have asked Wanya Morris to come on our podcast, shouldn't I?
I mean,
that was my chance. That was my chance to get Wanya to come on our podcast.
It sounds like he likes the exact same movies you do. He loves The Breakup and Hitch.
Let's come on so we can talk about a romantic comedy with Wanya Morris. Can we do that? Can you pick the romantic comedy? Let's watch Failure Launch. Let's watch Failure Launch with Wanya Morris. That seems like a time that I would really enjoy. That we watch and review Failure to Launch. Have you seen that movie? I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've seen Failure to Launch. It is surprisingly star-studded. Like you would, if we do that on a podcast, you'll be like, oh my God, that's Bradley Cooper. Whoa, what is the dude from The Hangover doing here? Like the other dude. Hey, that's that's Zooey Deschanel. These are stars. What's happening here?
I'm just laughing at the top text says Rob got that vaccination love. You had the Pfizer fever? Is that what you had?
I'm pretty sure I just wanted to get out of the house.
Yeah. Moderna mommy. That's what I'm going to start calling her. That's what I'm going to call your fiance now. That's who she is.
Hold on now. She definitely had Pfizer. Moderna, she wouldn't have lasted this long.
Okay, all right. My bad. I could have said she took the Johnson & Johnson. That was in pouring water straight into your veins. That thing had a 0% that provided no help against the COVID virus. I don't know why they ever tried to sell us the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. That was a terrible decision for everybody that was involved. A terrible decision. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Someone on the text line says, why are you guys talking about relationships? Well, the Royals are 21 games under 500 and the Chiefs are just having football practice. There really ain't a lot going on right now. We can talk about the NBA if you want. I'm down to talk about the NBA. That's the only thing that's currently happening right now is the NBA. The Royals, I mean, they're playing. They ain't really playing, though. They're not doing anything we should be talking about or discussing right now.
I mean, they're getting us some great cardio in. Someone texted the show earlier that Salvador Perez is batting two. So, I mean, it's all happening over there at the K tonight.
You know what? I'm not motivated to talk about the Royals lineup. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what order you have them hit. They're probably going to score less than three runs and they're probably going to lose. I mean, that is that's probably how the story is going to end for the Kansas City Royals today. There is one thing I want to talk about before we get out of here. Ben Roethlisberger was on a podcast a couple of days ago, and you know that the Steelers spent a first round pick on a quarterback. So Ben Roethlisberger started, and then, you know, they kind of asked him to, hey, can you kind of help mentor this guy? That sounds a lot like the Chiefs. Well, Ben Roethlisberger handled it in a Ben Roethlisberger way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be completely honest. Like, and I'll be super transparent here, and I'm going to get blasted. I probably shouldn't say this, but I mean, who cares at this point? I wouldn't say that I wanted Kenny to necessarily fail, but like, you know, when someone comes to replace you, you're like, you know, I still feel like I had it. Like, I hope he doesn't come like ball out, because then it's like Ben who, right?
Right.
I will continue to tell you this, Rob. The major reason why Kansas City loves Alex Smith right now is Patrick Mahomes has done nothing but show him love since he stopped being the quarterback of the team. That's the number one reason. Like, can you imagine how Kansas City would feel about Alex Smith if Patrick Mahomes in an interview was like, I don't know, I really wasn't that close to Alex Smith. Like, he kind of did his thing. I did my thing. I worked a lot more. Like, he didn't have to come out and, like, trash him and say, hey, this guy wasn't helping me. But Patrick Mahomes is, like, gone out of his way, I think, to really say, hey, Alex has been great. He was nothing but supportive, nothing but helpful. I think that's the biggest reason why Kansas City loves Alex Smith the way that they do now. And I would also say, like, time kind of heals all, too, you know? Like, when Alex Smith was the quarterback, the Chiefs were the team that could never break through. They made a pretty big decision. Like, they made a decision that not a lot of teams do. They had an okay quarterback. They made, I would say, a pretty significant trade to move up and play a rookie quarterback, like, to make a play for a rookie. They got it right. A lot of teams do that, and they get it wrong. And we obviously know how the story ends. Like, the Chiefs end up winning the Super Bowl. Like, what reason is there still to be mad at Alex Smith? You went to the playoffs with him. You finally won a playoff game. Hey, he wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl, but it all worked out in the end. The Chiefs get to be the hero at the end of the story. They won the Super Bowl. But when you just hear these situations, I think it goes to show you how unique the Chiefs situation was. Man, not every veteran quarterback like Alex Smith is just ready to put their arm around the guy who's about to take their job and just help them, you know? Not everybody has that personality. Not everybody has that mentality. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. But, like, I get if you're Ben Roethlisberger. Man, I've been here as a starting quarterback. I used to be you. It's still my time. Like, my responsibility is not to help you beat me in the job. That's Mike Tomlin's job. That's the quarterback coach's job. That's everybody else's job. They are paying me to try to be the best quarterback that I can be and to try to win games. They're not paying me to help be your big brother and mentor in this scenario. I understand the way that Ben Roethlisberger feels. I hate to be in a position where I got to defend Ben Roethlisberger. That's a terrible position to be in over the last 15 years or so. But I don't think it's that bad what he had to say.
Do you think the success of Mahomes is also buoyed Alex 100%. Smith's love? Like, Kenny Pickett's a bad example because Kenny Pickett, the jury is very much still out. But let's say, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes was good, but not all world. Let's say he was Aaron Rodgers to like what Brett Favre was. So good, but not like, wow, not we knew he was, you know, chasing greatest of all time 5 years in. Would they still be that love for Alex Smith? I think the success of Mahomes buoys the love of Alex Smith more than anything, because there are people that want Alex Smith in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Alex Smith did all the same things that Trent Green did in Kansas City, but he just mentored Mahomes for a year. And then like, fans are like, yep, he goes into the team Hall of Fame. I think the success of Mahomes changes our view of things.
Trent Green never won a single playoff game here. That part is significant.
Okay, he won a single playoff game over, I'm sorry, what was the, Brian Hoyer.
But you got to at least give him this. When you ain't won a playoff game for 20, up until that point, Rob, at no point in your life have you seen the Chiefs win a playoff game and they finally won one. So I'm not going to do, now, if you're asking me historically who I think is better, I think Trent Green was a better quarterback than Alex Smith. His team just lost every time they got to the postseason, where at least you could argue up to that point, the happiest moment you would ever experience as a Chiefs fan was seeing that one win. As now, how silly that would sound, because you've seen the Chiefs win two Super Bowls and go to another one since then, and you basically host the AFC Championship game like you host it every single year. Up to that point, the biggest win you had ever seen, Alex Smith was a quarterback for it. So I think you at least got to give Alex Smith a little bit of credit for that. We'll get to the top stories of the day coming up in just a little bit. Before we do that, I just want to play one thing for you and tell you that I am absolutely sick and tired of the Boston Celtics, and I cannot wait until they get out of the NBA playoffs. Listen to what Marcus Smart had to say today.
You feel good about tonight?
Feel very good about tonight. Don't let us get one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but just don't let us get one. So don't let us get
Kevin
this
Millar.
One. There you go.
Don't let us get one. Rob, you're down 0-3. You just got beat by 30 points yesterday. Why are you talking like this? Don't let us get one. What? Please get the Celtics away from me and my family. Don't let us get one. Or what? What's going to happen? You're going to lose game 5 at home? And now your home fans are going to get to see 3 consecutive losses in your own building? Is that what's going to happen?
I mean, he's quoting Kevin Millar. There's like Boston lore there.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the coach of the Celtics says he watches the movie The Town all the time, like a sicko. I mean, they're just leaning into the Boston thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And like leaning into the Boston thing, much like the Bruins, they're going to lose.
Probably tonight. Jimmy Butler got you on the ropes. Jimmy Butler is about to sweep the leg. He is about to hurt you and your feelings. You're about to go home here with a loss. And then it's going to be sad because we're not going to have any NBA. If the Heat win today, there will not be another NBA game until next Thursday.
Which, by the way, I hate the NBA does that. They should adjust their schedule based on if this happens. Not that baseball is some bastion of greatness, but baseball moves around.
I don't know if they want to start during Labor Day weekend, or not Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend. Though.
That's fair.
I don't know if they want to. I mean, the first game would then be Sunday on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if they want that either.
What sport would outshine it?
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I hate that we have to wait 9 days until the start of the NBA finals.
And if they had the series continued, they'd already be playing in Memorial Day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm on your side here. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like we're on different sides. I hate it. I'm so sick of the Celtics. I'm sick of hearing them talk. I'm sick of looking at Marcus Smart with his green hair. I'm just sick of them. I just want to get the leprechauns out of here. Please get them out of the NBA playoffs. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.